You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast with me, Rachel Bartlett. As news outlets try and stay ahead of the curve, keeping on top of the latest digital trends is key, as is understanding your audience and the way they access news on digital platforms. That's why this is at the heart of VRT Startup, a team set up within Belgian public service broadcaster VRT last year to target a younger audience that they were struggling to continue to engage.
We saw that we missed a generation, that we didn't reach young people anymore with our classic radio and TV thing, and that on the digital world, people could go on to YouTube and Facebook and then the big players in the world, and we as a regional media outlet were losing grip on that generation. It was a way of our main mission is how to make VRT, how to give VRT an essential place again in the world of the youth. We've defined that as the YouTube generation, like Google has done, and that's in age groups, that's 16-24, but it's not limited to that age group.
That was Leslie DeMunk, a member of the startup team, which has been set up to operate with a lean approach to product development. This was inspired by a visit to the startup scene in San Francisco and Los Angeles. Head of the startup, Stain Lahan, explains how this lean approach is followed by the team on a practical level.
The only thing you really build, the only thing you really do is based on things you know for sure. So you test first, you test first on a very low-key way with paper concepts with your audience until you're sure that there is a good idea on the table, and only then you start building things. So you really try to avoid to create ways to do things that are not useful, and really base everything on experience you have with your audience. So you have to consider everything as a hypothesis and test it before you will start building it, and make sure that you're spending money on something that's in fact useful and not something you only guess and not sure about.
This is combined with an audience-focused attitude, drilling down into the way its target audience find and consume digital content. Supported by its audience research, which includes a fortnightly gathering of members of its target audience, the team was able to quickly whittle down its long starting list of ideas.
What VRT typically did when we did digital projects, and I did it myself for some years, is we would first think for 6 months and analyze everything to make sure we had the right idea. Then we would build something for 5 months and then come with on the market with something that was in best case too late, but mostly it wasn't the right answer. So we noticed that in a digital context, this wasn't the right approach anymore. So what we do is actually very practical. We have a lot of discussions, a lot of talks with our audience. We meet young people every 2 weeks. We talk with them about their media habits, what they do on a daily basis regarding media. And based on that, we look for answers. We look for concepts that can give an answer on their needs. And we started in the beginning, so in June last year, with about 300 ideas how we could bring news to this YouTube generation. And we started prototyping first on paper, then in real experience prototypes. And later on, we made products. And so we ended up with three or four of those concepts testing in real life. So we made beta products, and Sambal was one of that. Ninja News is one of that. We had a few Facebook experiments. And so we started with those 300 ideas with a very vague idea. And very soon we introduced this to our audience and asked them, really, what do you think of this? Is this something useful? Is this something we should try out? And based on their feedback, we went further and further, with, of course, lesser and lesser of those concepts.
The meetings with its target audience are called insight sessions and focus on asking people within the target age group of 16 to 24 across the country how they use digital media throughout an average day. And a key part of the strategy on holding these sessions has been to invite participants in friendship pairs to encourage more discussion and conversation.
What we typically do when we invite young people to come to talk with us is that we invite two friends, because we're very interested in the interaction between those two friends when they're discussing things and when they argue about what they typically do with their smartphones or with their laptop or whatever. So that's one of the things we learned, and it's very interesting to always to invite your friends rather than to strangers to talk about their media habits.
The results have been incredibly valuable to the team, in particular serving to highlight the significance of Facebook and Snapchat in particular, as Leslie explains.
For us, it was interesting that if you want to reach that community, you really have to be on Facebook, more on Facebook than Twitter. Because there was this feeling around here that Twitter was, because it was so open and everyone could see it, that Twitter was big. But we learned that in that age group, Twitter was very, very hard to get for them. They didn't understand. A lot of people just said to us, we don't understand Twitter. This is so difficult. And which is a bit weird if you know the two, and if you're on Twitter and on Facebook, then you know that Twitter is actually just the text version of something like Facebook. But these kids don't get it. So we learned that we shouldn't focus on Twitter. We should really focus on Facebook. And also there was this news that's going around the world that Facebook fatigue. We learned that Facebook wasn't faded yet, and that it was very popular still, that Facebook is still king in that age group. So that meant that the things we did had to be definitely on Facebook. If we wanted to reach them, we would have to have our content on Facebook.
Stain explains how the team is also using social media platforms it's experimenting on to gather feedback.
That's the main advantage of one of the big advantages of using social media, of course, when testing your prototypes, is that you have a return channel there for offering feedback. And what we noticed is that if you use it actively, so not just listening or reading what they post there, but also commenting yourself on it, is very much appreciated. And you can have a very good relationship and you can have a very good discussion with your users. What we also have is a few Facebook groups which are just made for the test panel, which are just made for creating polls about things we do. For instance, should we use this feature? Should we do that? Those things we use very intensively. So indeed, social is very important for us in gathering that feedback. Yeah.
The startup team does work with some VRT journalists in terms of creating content for the projects the startup is working on a short-term basis. But Stain stressed the startup is strictly focused on responding to audience behaviour. There is already a digital production centre within VRT, which is focused on new ideas for existing brands, he said. But VRT startup's purpose is different.
We talk a lot with people within VRT, but what we don't do is testing or making things on request. For instance, we have elections coming up in June, and what we don't do is we will not look for solutions to cover those elections. We really start from what are the needs from our audience, what are the needs for young people trying to be informed, and of course they will have interest in those elections. But we will only do those things if we notice that and if we can base that on things we heard from them.
Projects which have been developed by VRT startup include a short-form mobile video news product called Ninja News, published on Instagram and Snapchat, and a news platform called Sambal, which is supported by publication on a corresponding Facebook page. After extensive testing, the projects, or in some cases just the main learnings from them, will be passed over to the VRT newsroom. Stain explained how the team will ensure the startup's approach and findings are not lost along the way, as well as what some of those key takeaways should be.
So working very closely with your audience, trying to experiment a lot and make sure that you have short cycles, that this way of working also continues within VRT. So I think some of the people now working within the startup will move with the lessons learned or even with the product towards VRT. And that's probably the best way, I think, to hand over the experience so that they keep on inspiring people within VRT to work this way.
For other news outlets considering setting up an internal startup to innovate with new technology and digital content, he recommended giving people the space to step outside of the norm and try out ideas that might not work in the end.
Well, I think the main thing is that you should be really careful about the position that this kind of startup has within your organization. You really should become in a position where you have the freedom you need and you have, where you have the possibility to explore ways of working that are not common for the organization you work for. So that that freedom is very important to have if you try to set up this thing. And then the confidence you need from your management to do those things. And that you should be really aware that it's not a guarantee for success. We started with 300 ideas and we have 4 now. That seems to work. So that means 296 didn't work. So, and you should really be careful about that and know in advance that this will happen.
We reported in more detail on how VRT Startup is experimenting on Facebook and Snapchat in particular last week. Visit journalism.co.uk for more. You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast.